Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Patricia Kimley, and she's going to be coming to Hitchcock House on September 12th. Good morning to you, Patricia.
Good morning.
Well, Hitchcock House offers a variety of programs, and often they are related to the Underground Railroad, and that is the same as what you're going to be doing. So let's talk about how this came to be, this book that's called The Only Free Road in Underground Railroad Saga Unveiled. How did you come to put this book together?
Well, in 2005, I had come across a magazine article about the Underground Railroad in Iowa, and my husband and I both grew up in central Nebraska and had moved to Iowa in 1989. And so we were interested, we're both kind of history buffs, and we were interested. And so we planned a trip and took our kids. They were about 6, 8, and 10 at that time. And we started out in Nebraska City, and then we went through Tabor and Lewis and up to West Des Moines to the Jordan House, which would have been Valley Junction back in the day. And then finally over to Grinnell, and that was about a 3-day trip. And so my husband kind of came up with the idea of the story and worked on it for maybe a year after that trip. And then, of course, as a lot of creative projects go, it became an abandoned or sort of languishing idea that he never got back to. And so in 2016, the youngest of those three children was going into her senior year of high school, and I have been an artist and a freelancer and had my art business in my home, and decided that I was kind of losing interest in some of the activities I'd been doing for 25 years, and so I wanted a different direction of creative exploration. I'd always thought about writing, but never came up with a plot and a story that I wanted to work on. And so I told my husband, you know, let me take it over. And so he'd had about a dozen chapters at that time. And so I dived into the research and the writing after that. And so I jokingly tell him that he was, after that, the story consultant.
This is historical, or is this fiction, or the combination?
It is historical fiction. So the premise of the story is that we know about John Brown's last trip across Iowa in February 1859, and we know where he stopped at every night on the road, and he was at that time escorting 12 fugitive slaves that they had liberated from Missouri at gunpoint. And that was a controversial thing because up until that point, the Underground Railroad had aided people who had fled, but they had not actively gone into a slave state to free someone and help them in that way. And so that was, for some people, that was an issue that was taking a measure too far for some of these abolitionists who were generally otherwise totally moral, totally law-abiding people. So the premise of the story, the fiction, is that we invented another slave couple who fled a farm near Liberty, Missouri, and they try to get themselves north, and then there's another couple who are young abolitionists who they all join up in Nebraska City and think that they just have to catch up with John Brown and they can unite this extra fugitive couple with his party. And when they get to Tabor, they discover that John Brown is 2 days ahead of them. And so it sets up a chase in 19th century style horses and wagons and such.
And Patricia, we're talking to Patricia Kimley about the newly released book, The Only Free Road in Underground Railroad Saga Unveiled. And you really refer to all these historical facts, the research you've done, is really a background, as I understand, for the book.
Yes, there's a lot of historical detail. And I told people that had we written the book in 2005, it would be a much different book than it is now, mostly because of the level of research and detail that I could do via the internet. Mm-hmm. I found so much using Google, I could read books online that I wouldn't have known existed to go find information, mm-hmm. 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And so in that way, it's a much more historically accurate. And when the characters are crossing the state of Iowa, anyone that they meet in the story that has a first and last name were real people that I found in that time and place. So that celebrates the history of the state in that way.
Mm-hmm. So we can learn about a lot of history, and many people don't know much about Iowa, don't know very, very much about the Underground Railroad. And so this is a good way to learn, a fun way, an entertaining way to learn about that history. Now, as I understand, you included some information in your story about Lewis. Do you remember when you visited the Hitchcock House? Any impressions? I know that's 2005, is a while ago, but do you remember any impressions you had?
Both in Lewis at Hitchcock House and in West Des Moines at Jordan House, when we took our children into those dark spaces, they got really quiet and their eyes get really wide, and they just instinctively knew this was important. This was, for a kid, it's kind of creepy, and so that sort of experience really settles into a person. Mm-hmm. And so, I was back to the house. Of course, it was early in the season, back in March, with a friend of mine, and we just walked around the grounds, of course. And I took photographs, and I have, as an artist, I've also been painting some of the scenes from the book. So I have the cover of the book is an original oil painting, and then I've done some of the scenes. And so back in March, I did sort of the overlook from, of course, I had to take out all the trees so that you could see the river. So imagine you're standing in the backyard at the Hitchcock House and looking to the east across the Nishnabotna River and seeing the ferry house and the ferry parked, in the water. And that's my painting.
So, oh, excellent. Yeah. And I'm thinking, by reading the book, people who may not have been very interested or know much about Hitchcock House and the whole Underground Railroad will have a greater appreciation when, if they go to visit, they'll go, oh, yeah, this is what she was talking mm-hmm. about in the mm-hmm. book. So, mentioned the book several times. How can people get that?
It's available. We will have it available when we visit on the 12th. The bookshop, or the granary building where they have their visitors welcome, they have some copies available for sale.
Okay.
And we will have more copies when we come for the visit. And then it's also available on Amazon, both in print version and electronic version. And then we have a young man from Sydney, Iowa, who's working on the voice reading and recording.
Wonderful.
So it will hopefully soon be available as an Audible mm-hmm. book as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've mentioned September 12th several times. That's a Sunday, and it mm-hmm. is one of the programs that Hitchcock House offers. And as I understand, it actually is kind of, in addition, sort of an open house, so 1 to 3, but meet at the granary. And you're going to be doing a little reading from your book.
Yes, we will. We'll pick a chapter there's several scenes that take place either at Hitchcock House or in Lewis. And so my husband and I will decide what chapter or scenes we can read that aren't too much of a spoiler to the story.
Very good. So, folks, put this on your calendar for Sunday, September 12th in the afternoon at Hitchcock House, and come on out and enjoy the view, enjoy the grounds, enjoy the house, and this great story that Patricia and Kevin are going to tell. Thanks so much, Patricia, for visiting with us, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. And until next time, think about how the present affects the past.